Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Hey, what's going on? This is Thomas Nicholas. Welcome to the Mehmet Total Groove with your host, Tombstone, Josh.
Name of Rob, who is the vocalist for a band called The Challenged, who will be rocking the stage at the Trolley Pub here in Somerville, South Carolina, coming up this Saturday, June the 3rd. What's up, dude? How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. Almost through with the week, so, you know, not bad. Almost there. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic, man. It's been a day. I'm not going to lie about that. My oldest daughter graduated, so between that and then a million other things going on, it's been a day, but I'm glad to be hanging out, talking some music with you, my friend.
All right. Awesome. Well, congrats to her.
Hey man. Appreciate it. Where are you calling me from today?
I'm in Brooklyn right now.
Sweet, man. Sweet. How is the weather up there?
Well, right now, I mean, today was nice. It was like high 60s, you know? Yeah, maybe it hit 70, something like that, you know?
That sounds perfect. That sounds awesome, man. That's cool. I'm sorry. Like I was telling you earlier, man, I appreciate your time. I'm glad to hang out and talk to you. Stoked to see you guys, man. Trolley Pub is a great venue. You guys are going to crush it, man. I'm looking forward to that. But
we're excited.
Yeah, man. Before we get into the band, tell me a little bit about yourself, maybe how you got into music, and, tell me about your musical journey.
I got into music probably like junior high schoolish, mainly through friends. I had a buddy, John, who would make me like cassettes all the time, you know, like started out with like grunge and then kind of like bigger, like punk rock that was on the radio, Offspring, Green Day, Rancid type stuff. And then, you know, I just kept trading tapes, you know. Got like Punk-O-Ramas after that. And a lot of like the, you know, Epitaph kind of Fat record stuff. So I think most people probably my age who got into punk probably have a similar journey, you know?
Yeah.
From like radio stuff to just reading liner notes and digging into zines and, you know, kind of just exploring and finding your way through this whole kind of underground network of bands, you know.
Sweet, man. I can appreciate that. I mean I feel like that's how we all start. We find bands that influence and we love, and then we kind of spiral off our sound as musicians, kind of spiral around who influenced us, man. So that's cool. I can definitely hear some of those bands in your sound when I listen to some of the songs that I've picked up from you guys. It's pretty sweet, man. So yeah. have you always been a vocalist, or do you play any instruments?
Yeah, I play guitar. Play bass. But yeah, I started out when I was in high school, I was kind of like in a hardcore band. So I didn't know how to play anything. And then I figured just to be able to put songs together, you know, yeah. The minimum, I was like, I should learn at least guitar, you know? And I played bass, you know, in some high school bands, but I found guitars just for putting together a song, you know, it just works for me. Sometimes a bass, you know, is interesting to write on. But yeah, I still kind of use it. It's a tool, you know?
Yeah, man, that's awesome, dude. Who are some of the vocalists that you maybe model your game after, if there are any?
Yeah, like I said, all those like, I mean, growing up here in like, by the time I got to high school, like Bouncing Souls were like a huge band for me. Because you kind of felt like they were your own. They were still kind of like a local-ish band. So yeah, that really was like a game changer for me. But you know, I never really, it's an interesting question. I never really thought of like vocal inspiration. You know, it's like I write something and that just, the way it comes out, you know?
Yeah, that's cool, man. I got that. That's sweet, man. You're kind of an individual in that way. You know, you just sing it the way it comes to you. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah. I really didn't, I listened to even like some of like old 7 Inches, like the hardcore band I was in. And I'm like, oh, that kind of sounds like me. You know, I could still, even in that kind of gravelly kind of, you know, more hardcore kind of thing. But I don't know. I would hope, I think you always start out and you're kind of writing songs that, like you were saying, just stuff that's kind of in your sphere. And then, like I said, once I was getting better at like putting songs together, you could, you know, it's just kind of, you arrange it to what you can do. You know, like I think the way I would write now is probably different because maybe I know I'm like, oh, I can't sing that anymore. maybe stuff like that is different, but hopefully I would hope we're at a point where we're just doing whatever works for us. You know, we're musically proficient enough to kind of like, oh, let's try this, as opposed to like, no, we can only do like Ramones style stuff. And that kind of keeps your vocals in a certain range, keeps your guitars in a certain range, keeps the drums, you know, it's a little bit more limited because you're limited, you know? So, I hope that answers the question a little bit.
Perfect. If there's any way I could say, you know, listening to the catalog of what I have checked out so far, your name, The Challenge, you guys aren't challenged when it comes to writing songs because you guys have some bangers in there, man. And I wanted to ask for people that are not familiar with you guys, how would you describe your sound?
I would say it's like pop punk, like a 90s kind of punk, or like a,
Are we talking Blink pop punk? Are we talking Sum 41 kind of, what are you talking about?
I would think like a Lookout Records-ish. I don't know if you're super familiar with like Lookout Records. I would say we're kind of in that vein, and, maybe like a 90s Fat Records kind of vein, you know? But I think like if I was maybe a little bit younger, like 6 or 7 years, maybe those bands would have been more influential for me, you know? But for me, it was like earlier 90s, like even some grunge stuff that, you know, I remember getting into Pearl Jam records, and even Mike, our drummer's got like a Pearl Jam tattoo. So we're definitely like products of our age, you know, whatever you can suck up at a certain age, I feel just kind of somewhere in you, it's always there, you know? I would say something maybe a little before that.
Okay.
You know, depending on, I'm not sure how familiar you are with like Lookout Records stuff or Fat Records stuff, but I feel like some of those records, like, it's kind of our wheelhouse.
Gotcha. You know? That's cool, man. So anybody that, and we're hoping to pack the place at Charlie Pub, but for anybody coming out, what can they expect from a The Challenged show? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of energy going on, but what's a live show like with you guys?
I mean, I would just describe us as like a fun kind of energetic band. You know, we're just like a, you know, we're like a party band, you know? So we haven't toured in a while, so we're super excited. Yes. You know, we're practicing a lot this weekend. We have a good set, like it's going to be fast paced. I think the songs are different enough to have like a, you know, like when writing a set list, you kind of want like an interesting flow, like, let's have a fast one, mid-tempo, maybe slow it down, you know, so they can expect like an interesting set, you know, maybe a ska song in there. I don't know. You know, so, all I would say is fun. Like generally we have fun. Generally the audience has fun, you know, it's just a good time, you know? And I think we're playing there. It's a Saturday night.
As of the recording of this show, or the posting of the show, it's going to be the following Saturday. So the week of, we wanted to build you guys up a little bit and put this out there so we can pack the place. Do you know what I mean? Get those kids out there dancing with you guys.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah. I can't remember last time. I mean, I don't think we've ever played Somerville. I think we've played Charleston maybe a while ago. Might have been like 2007, 2008. I mean, it was a long time ago.
Well, we're glad you're coming back, man. It's going to be a good time. We're going to be playing the song called Wall Fighter towards the end of the show, but I have some random questions I wanted to throw at you real quick.
Okay.
What's the best band that you have ever seen live?
Probably I have a couple tied for that. Like currently I love seeing Iron Sheik.
All right.
But yeah, like I was telling you earlier, when I was impressionable in high school and early college, I loved seeing a local band called LES Stitches.
Wow, great name.
Yeah. Oh, check them out. Really great, kind of like old school, like punk rock and roll type of band. And they would always just play the bar scene around, you know, like St. Mark's in New York and like Coney Island High and the Continental. And that was kind of like my favorite. They're actually the band. I don't know if you've ever seen Summer of Sam.
Oh, yeah.
The Spike Lee movie. They're the band playing at when they go to CBGB's and there's a band playing.
Okay.
That's LES Stitches. So that was like my favorite live band. And, you know, I always thought like if I play in a band, it's got to have like that energy. It's got to be that fun and like yeah. that kind of loose and just like the songs are great, you know. Uh-huh. Bouncing Souls, like I said before, I loved seeing the Bouncing Soul. I still do, you know. I'll still go see them every once in a while. Yeah, those were definitely my favorites.
Cool, man. Great choices, man. Great choices. You kind of, it was kind of a good segue you did right there. Sometimes we talk movies on the show. Do you have a favorite movie based around music, whether it's a fake band, real band, documentary?
Oh, that's pretty easy. It's Rock and Roll High School.
Nice, man. I just got that answer, and that's a great answer, man. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. And Airheads.
Yes, there's another classic one.
Airheads, which I feel is like the younger generation's Spinal Tap, you know, yeah. I feel like. Yeah. But yeah, Airheads, it's like one of those movies, if it's on, I'm just watching it.
Just gotta like, watch it.
Nothing else is happening.
Yes, you, no matter where you land on it in the movie too, you can just pick it up, you know where it's going. That's awesome.
Yeah, man, it's a great flick. Yeah.
Cool, man. So besides music, what are some other things that you're into? Like, I mean, you can see right here, I'm a nerd at heart. Besides being a musician, I got a bunch of Ninja Turtle stuff. What's some stuff you're into besides music?
Oh, I got some old Ninja Turtle action figures somewhere.
Nice, man. Hey, there we go.
What do I do? I do a lot of biking in New York. So I'm definitely into biking. I'm a graphic designer, so I like to do a lot of illustration on the side. Getting into like creating videos, like our music video stuff. So I'm trying to learn how to do that. So a lot of like visual art stuff, whether it's digital or still just grabbing a pen and paper and drawing, you know, I still love doing it. And yeah, on weekends, I'm just like biking all over New York, which I love, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure that's, it's got to be the best way to get around New York. So I'm sure that's a great time.
I was just going to say that, like, you know, sometimes I'll race my brother, you know, like he lives out in Forest Hills. So I'll be like, I bet I could beat you there. Yeah. He'll get stuck in traffic. And for me, it'll be like an hour and him like an hour 10. Yeah. So, wow. Yeah. It's, that's kind of how I got into it. I was like, I'm just going to, you know, I don't want to take the trains or, you know, so I kind of got into biking that way. And it's just like a therapeutic kind of mental clarity. I'm on the bike, nothing else is happening. I'm focusing on not getting hit by a cab, you know, so.
Nice, man. So I got one more for you before we get out of here. Sure. On your downtime, maybe in between tours or maybe just hanging out, what are you watching, man? What are we streaming?
I mean, I'm not a big like, especially when it comes to like series, there's just so much
yeah
stuff out there, so I kind of get I'm sure a lot of people, this happens to them. You're just scrolling for like 40 minutes and you're like, oh, so I try to just stick to movies, you know? What's the last thing I watched? I love like a lot of good 80s movies. You know, I was just rewatching like John Cusack, Better Off Dead.
Yeah, man. Hey, great era of movies right there.
Yeah. So just like weird 80s, 90s comedies. I feel like that's kind of been the thing I've been watching lately.
Yeah.
It just like it puts me in a good mood. You know, I don't have to think too much watching it.
Yeah, that's what matters, man. It makes your soul feel good too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just laugh it out and just, you know, if it's ridiculous enough, like just pulls you out of reality a little bit, you know?
I got you. That's cool, man. So this was Rob from the band called The Challenge, who are going to be here this Saturday in Somerville at the Trolley Pub, kicking that ass on the stage, man. Tell the folks where they can keep up with other things going on with you guys, like where they can get some merch or check out where you might be in a tour near a town near them. Just, to, you know, stuff like that. Where can they keep in touch?
If you go to thechallenge.com, like all our dates, because we're going on tour early June. So we're going to be in Lancaster. We're going to be in Charlotte. We're going to be in Somerville. We're going to be in Asheville, Chapel Hill, Atlanta, Knoxville, Louisville, and Indianapolis. Yeah.
Wow. That's a good one.
So there's opportunities, you know, and we always like having a good time going out, meeting people. We had like a new-ish record we put out, unfortunately, during like COVID-ish. So we're still playing most of those songs off of Wall Fighter, which I think you're playing the self-titled track off of it. And thechallenge.com, and then, you know, on Facebook, The Challenged, and Instagram as well, you know.
Awesome, man. Well, I super appreciate your time, dude. You're the absolute best. Take care, stay safe, and I'll see you guys this coming weekend, man.
All right, Ken. Looking forward to it, man. See you then.
All right, man. Have a good night.
All right.